Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Wishing you a joyous Easter season. May this time of rebirth and renewal remind us of the ultimate sacrifice and love of Jesus Christ. Let us reflect on the significance of his resurrection and embrace the hope and promise it brings to our lives. Happy Easter from Isaac Mell Ministries.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Today, we will be exploring the powerful message of Christ's resurrection and how it can motivate us to remove the obstacles in our lives that are hindering us from moving forward. The story of Christ's resurrection is a reminder that we can overcome any obstacle and step into the newness of life that he has won for us. As we celebrate Easter, let us embrace the message of hope and victory that comes with the resurrection of Christ. Our topic today is, Roll Away the Stone. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 28 from verse 1 to 7.
Matthew chapter 28 verse 1 to 7. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7, And go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and, behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, lo, I have told you.
The story of the resurrection begins on the morning of the third day after Jesus' crucifixion. Mary Magdalene, along with other women, went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body with spices. When they arrived at the tomb, they found that the stone that had been covering the entrance had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they found that Jesus' body was not there. Confused and frightened, the women left the tomb and went to tell the disciples what they had seen. Peter and John immediately ran to the tomb to see for themselves. They found that the tomb was indeed empty, and the burial clothes that had been wrapped around Jesus' body were lying there. The disciples were still trying to make sense of what had happened when Jesus appeared to them. He showed them the wounds on his hands and feet and spoke to them, reassuring them that he was alive. Over the course of the next 40 days, Jesus appeared to many of his followers. He appeared to Mary Magdalene again, to the disciples, disciples on the road to Emmaus, and to more than 500 people at once. He ate with them and spoke to them, proving that he was truly alive. The story of Christ's resurrection is one of the most significant events in the Christian faith. It is the foundation of our faith and the assurance of our hope. Christ's resurrection confirms that he is who he claimed to be, the Son of God, and that his sacrifice on the cross was acceptable to God. Through his resurrection, Christ has conquered sin and death, and has opened the way to eternal life for all who believe in him. The resurrection of Christ is a historical fact that has been attested to by numerous eyewitnesses. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 5-8 that Christ appeared to Peter, the 12 apostles, more than 500 brethren at once, James, all the apostles, and last of all to Paul himself. These appearances of the risen Christ transformed the lives of these witnesses and gave them the courage to proclaim the gospel even in the face of persecution and death. Today, we can rejoice in our faith because Christ has risen. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 14, And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, your faith also is vain. But Christ has indeed been raised, and our faith is not in vain. We can have confidence in the truth of the gospel and in the promises of God. However, the story of Christ's resurrection is not just a historical event. It also has practical implications for our lives today. Just as the stone was rolled away from the tomb, we too must roll away the stones that hinder us from moving forward in life. These stones may take different forms: the stone of barrenness, the stone of failure, the stone of disappointment, the stone of sickness, and so on. But whatever form they take, they can be rolled away through faith in Christ. The stone of barrenness may represent those areas of our lives where we feel unfruitful and unproductive. It could be a career that has stalled, a business that has failed to take off, or a relationship that has not yielded the desired results. It could also be a personal struggle with infertility or a sense of purposelessness. But just as God brought life out of the barrenness of Sarah, Hannah, and Elizabeth in the Bible, He can bring life out of our barrenness as well. We must have faith in His promises and trust in His timing. As Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11 says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Or are you experiencing failure today? Stones of failure may represent those areas of lives where we have experienced setbacks and disappointments. It could be a failed project, a broken relationship, or a missed opportunity. It could also be a sense of not measuring up to our own or others' expectations. As Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." You must roll away the stones of failure today and put them behind you as Christ has given us victory through His resurrection. Today, are you experiencing disappointment? This may be stone or hindrance against your life. You might have been let down by others or by circumstances. It could be a broken promise, a betrayal, or an unfulfilled expectation. It could also be a sense of hopelessness and despair when life does not turn out as you had hoped or planned. But just as God brought hope out of the disappointment of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, He can bring hope out of your disappointments as well. You must look to Him as the source of your hope and trust in His goodness and faithfulness. As Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that for those who love God all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." One of the most significant stones that can hinder us from moving forward in life is the stone of sin. Sin is often described as an obstacle that separates us from God and hinders us from living the abundant life that God has planned for us. The weight of our sin can hold us back and keep us from experiencing the freedom and joy that come from a relationship with God. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 tells us, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." Christ's death and resurrection offer us a way to roll away the stone of sin in our lives. Through His sacrifice on the cross, Christ paid the penalty for our sins and made a way for us to be reconciled with God. His resurrection offers us the hope of new life and the power to overcome sin. Today, rolling away the stones in our lives requires faith and action. We must have faith in God's promises and trust in His power to bring life, victory, hope, and healing out of our barrenness, failure, disappointment, and sickness. But we must also take action to remove the stones that are hindering us from moving forward. We must be willing to let go of our fears, doubts, and self-limiting beliefs and step out in faith. As the angel rolled away the stone from the tomb of Jesus, he proclaimed to the women who came to the tomb, "He is not here, but has risen," Matthew chapter 28 verse 6. The stone that had sealed the tomb and symbolized the power of death and sin had been rolled away. Christ had conquered death and sin and had opened the way to eternal life for all who believe in Him. Likewise, the stones that are hindering us from moving forward in life can be rolled away through faith in Christ. We can have confidence in His power to bring life, victory, hope, and healing into our lives. As Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." In conclusion, the story of Christ's resurrection is not just a historical event, but a powerful reminder of God's power and faithfulness in our lives. As we celebrate Easter and the resurrection of Christ, let us also roll away the stones that are hindering us from moving forward in life. Let us have faith in God's promises and trust in His power to bring life, victory, hope, and healing into our lives. Let us be inspired by the example of the disciples who were transformed by their encounter with the risen Christ and went on to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. Let us press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3 verse 14. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the powerful message of Christ's resurrection and the newness of life that it brings. We pray that you would give us the faith and courage to roll away the stones in our lives and move forward in faith. Help us to trust in your promises and in your power to bring about change in our lives. We pray that you would remove the obstacles that are hindering us from living the abundant life that you have for us. May we walk in the freedom and victory that Christ has won for us and celebrate his resurrection with joy and thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And for the evening, Luke chapter 12 verses 1 to 34. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
Wishing you a joyous Easter season. May this time of rebirth and renewal remind us of the ultimate sacrifice and love of Jesus Christ. Let us reflect on the significance of his resurrection and embrace the hope and promise it brings to our lives. Happy Easter from Isaac Mel Ministries.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.